My name is Bill Dodd, Chairman of the Senate Committee on Governmental Organization. Today, we'll be holding informational hearings on the following two compacts: the Dry Creek Rancheria Band of Pomo Indians and the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. For those of you unfamiliar with the Senate's procedure relative to compacts, the established policy provides for an informational hearing relative to the essence of the compact, to be followed by a vote of the members on the Senate floor. No vote will be taken here today. We will begin with the Dry Creek Rancheria Compact, which was executed on August 18th, 2017, and allows the tribe to operate up to 1,200 slot machines. Let me thank all the witnesses in advance. After we take testimony from the individuals listed on the agenda, there'll be an opportunity for public comment. If those witnesses listed on the agenda for the Dry Creek Compact could please come up now so that we can begin. Thank you very much. I'd also like to introduce a senator that's always consistently here first, Senator Stephen Bradford. Welcome.
Good morning, Chairman, Senators. Thank you for the opportunity to talk with you about the compact with Dry Creek Rancheria. Dry Creek operates the River Rock Casino. It's located near Geyserville, right off of 101 in the beautiful Alexander Valley. It's north of Ronard Park, and they were clearly affected by the opening of the Grayton Rancheria's facility in 2013. Chairman Wright has been working to address the impacts on the market hard since that happened. That included working hard to address the financial obligations that the tribe had undertaken, also renegotiating the MOU with Sonoma County, and the final piece of that was concluding this compact, which we feel good about in terms of addressing the tribe's current economic circumstances in their market and allowing them to move forward. As you'd indicated, the economic terms reflect their marketplace. You'll see that with this compact and some others that are coming out, that tribes that are operating within 350 to 1,200 slots don't contribute to the revenue sharing trust fund. Tribes that are generating revenue from a gaming facility in that range, I think, should be able to keep most of the money that they generate for their programs as well as investments in their community. The compact does allow the tribe to grow, and we would renegotiate the terms of that if they wanted to go up to 1,500. The labor, the licensing, the regulatory provisions are pretty standard with regard to the other compacts that you've seen, and I just want to thank Chairman Wright and his team for being very constructive as we worked through the negotiations. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Dillon. Appreciate it. Mr. Chairman?
Good morning, Chairman, members, and committee staff. My name is Chris Wright. I'm the chairman for Dry Creek Rancheria. We are a federally recognized tribe located in Sonoma County, California. The tribe is governed by our Articles of Association, which was established a board of directors. I've served as the chairman of the board of directors since 2014. River Rock Casino is located in Alexander Valley region in the heart of Sonoma County. We opened our facility in 2002 with about 1,600 slot machines, and now we are at 1,100 slot machines, 18 table games, 3 restaurants. We have about 360 to 400 employees. About 40% of those employees have been there from the beginning. Out of those 400 employees, about 60 of them are actual tribal members. So we have a lot of tribal members that that work at the casino. In 2008, we got into an agreement with the county. And so far, the MOA between the tribe and the county is reinforced in this compact. The MOA established a process to identify and mitigate potential off-reservation environmental impacts of future tribal economic development projects, including on-reservation gaming projects that meets or exceeds the processes required under the compact. The MOA created a framework for building and maintaining a government-to-government relationship between the tribe and the county, and identified ways for us to work together to provide services and benefits to the tribe and also Sonoma County residents. The MOA is a living document and has been amended and supplemented several times since its adoption by the tribe in Sonoma County. The compact respects the local agreement and also provides certainty for the tribe to operate for the next 25 years. And I appreciate your support for SB 585. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Wright. I appreciate that. Mr. Gribben, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. Again, Jack Gribben. I work with Unite Here, the Hotel and Casino Workers Union, with over 300,000 members in the hotel and casino industry, including 7,000 members here in California in tribal casinos. As we've discussed over the last couple of weeks, there's a push in the federal government to take away the rights on federal lands from the from workers under the National Labor Relations Act. And that is the only protection for freedom of expression and freedom of association on federal lands. As a result, the state of California, under this governor, has spoken to tribes that operate casinos in our state about the need for a tribal labor relations ordinance that will protect the rights of workers for freedom of association and for freedom of expression. And what's really humbling to see is that tribes like the Dry Creek Band of Pomo Indians, who have, you know, economic pressures given the expansion of gaming, you know, especially up in the Northern California, have listened to the governor and have agreed to that. As a result, we absolutely support this compact, and we hope that the compact will receive a unanimous vote out of the Assembly and the Senate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gribben. At this time, I'm going to move into public comment. Anybody wishing to comment on this compact, please come forward.
Susan Jensen, Executive Director of the California Nations Indian Gaming Association, and we support this compact.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Mitch Seaman with the California Labor Federation, also in support.
Anybody else? Okay, that concludes the business. Mr. Chairman, I know this is a short hearing. I don't want you to think you're being short-shrifted. It just means you did a great job. All right? So thank you all very much. That concludes this hearing on the compact here, and now we'll be moving into the second compact on the agenda. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Was also executed on August 18, 2017 between the state of California and the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. The compact allows the tribe to operate 2,000 slot machines and requires the tribe to pay $750,000 into the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund or the Tribal Nations Grant Fund during the first 5 years of the compact. Afterwards, the tribe is required to pay 2% of the net win. Let me again thank all the witnesses in advance. After we take testimony from the individuals listed on the agenda, there'll be an opportunity for public comment. Let me also mention that there's been a small change to the agenda, as Chairwoman Sherry Brennan of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors will be testifying on behalf of the county. Welcome. If those witnesses listed on the agenda for the Tuolumne Compact could please come up. You have. We will begin. I have to go to a committee quickly to vote, and I'll be right back. Mr. Bradford, you're the man. Oh. Of course, you always were.
Well, thank you, Chairman, Senator. I just wanted to start with a little story. The first meeting that we had at Tuolumne about this compact, it wasn't really a negotiation session. Chairman Day just invited us down just to get to know each other and to start the discussions by understanding the tribe and the community. And at the meeting, it wasn't just tribal leaders, but I think there was a representative from the Board of Supervisors. I think there was a representative from the school district. The chairman is actually the wrestling coach, I think, or at least it was at one point. And I think the message that I got loud and clear is that this tribe had done a lot to establish great relationships with the local community, not to just focus on improving the circumstances of the tribal membership and the community within the tribal nation, but reaching out beyond that. And so that was something that we wanted to make sure we preserved in regard to their ability to move forward into the future, and I think we've done that with this compact. It allows for the tribe to operate up to 2,000 slots at two different facilities, provides for contributions for regulatory and problem gambling, and addresses revenue sharing trust fund, tribal nation grant fund in a way that's fair and I think consistent with this tribe's circumstance and their marketplace. So with that, I'm glad to answer any questions. And again, want to just thank Chairman Day for the constructive way in which he was able to lead us through the negotiation process.
Thank you. Next, we have Chairman Day.
Good morning, committee. Thank you, Senator, for taking over. Self-reliance, that's really what Tuolumne's about. And we've taken advantage of the Self-Reliance Act of our 99 Compact, and that's what we continue to do. We're a small tribe of 500 members. Chairman, welcome back.
Thank you.
Small tribe, about 500 members. There's two casinos, two federally recognized tribes in Tuolumne County, us being one of them, the other being Chicken Ranch. But I think what's important to our tribe, I mean, I can talk about the dynamics of the compact and those sorts of things, but what's important to our tribe is what we do with our revenues. We've able to establish a health clinic, education program, higher education, send kids to college, those sorts of things. We've got a housing program to house our people. That's, you know, one of our biggest economic development pushes is to put more of our people into homes. And it's just important to us to strive for another 25 years. And I think if you talk to a lot of people in our county, such as Chairperson Brennan here, she'll verify that what we do is real. We take it real serious. It's like a treaty to us. We don't break our treaties. We operate an MOU just as Dry Creek does. We started that in 2001 before we even opened our facility. So we wanted to be true to our word that we're going to mitigate any kind of negative impact that our casino might have. We understand the social ills of gaming, but we also want to be able to educate people in those ills also. I think that we're in a unique area. We're in the foothills, so we're off the beaten path, if you will. So it's not like we're trying to oversaturate our market. We're staying within the market to help our need. And that's really what it was. You know, when I first became chairman, I've been chairman for 21 years. When I first became chairman, I think we had three employees. You know, we had like a secretary, a bookkeeper, and a receptionist or something like that. And now we employ a little over 900 people in the casino and another 400 in our other entities. Like I said, our housing, health programs, and emergency services. We've got all that, and it's important to the tribe to the quality of life, and that's why we're here. Just to thank you for hearing us, and that's what we want to do. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Right on.
Think you're good.
Thank you. A little different than the county. Thank you, Chairman Dodd, members, for taking the time to hear us. Yesterday at our Board of Supervisors meeting, we unanimously supported this compact and felt it was important enough for us to hand carry this message to you because the relationship with the tribe is so important to Tuolumne County for a number of reasons. Chairman Day talked about the economic advantages, which are tremendously important to the entire county. But beyond that, and beyond just mitigating the impacts of gaming to the county, they've been a tremendous partner when we look at government-to-government relationships. We're very fortunate in Tuolumne County, and I think that we hear this statewide regarding the example that is set, because when we look at these kinds of opportunities, we really have to build something on mutual respect, trust, and as Chairman Day said, keeping your word. And we feel this compact does that. They actually have improved, if you can, because the relationship was already so strong, but made certain that communication coordination piece is there and front and center. And when we looked at this as a county, we were pleased that we continue to recognize this relationship and how important that communication and two-way street is in dealing with anything that might come up. And we're very solution orientated, and so when we have a subject that is brought before us, we're fortunate that we have that ability, and so we fully support this compact and hope that it will move forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Ribbon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Again, Jack Ribbon with Unite Here. It's important to understand that some of these casinos in the far reaches of California are not like a number of these tribal casinos that we've talked about over the years that, you know, are some of the largest casinos, frankly, in the country. These are smaller operations. They struggle sometimes, as we heard earlier, in terms of competition and just like where they are, the location and all that kind of stuff. And for these tribes to, at the same time, they're trying to just have economic development for their members and housing and healthcare, to think about the workforce that's the engine behind their ability to finance those operations, to actually think about them, is so different from so many employers in the commercial industry. And as a result, we totally support this compact, and we hope the Senate will ratify it unanimously, and then off to the Assembly after that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gridman. Before we get to public comment, I want to recognize Senator Scalgiani and Portantino for being here this morning. And for the public, it's not that they don't like me, that they sit all that far away from me over there. They just, that's just where they, that's where they reside. Anyway, at this point, we are going to go to public comment. Anybody wishing to address the committee on this compact?
Susan Jensen, Executive Director, California Nations Indian Gaming Association, and support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Mitch Seaman with the California Labor Federation, also in support.
Anybody have any questions? Senator Bradford?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had a question for the chairman of the tribe. You mentioned you had a apprenticeship program and with Columbia College Hospitality Academy. How's that going?
It's going actually really good. We have used mostly in our culinary institute, where they come in and they train in one of our fine dining restaurants. So it's going really well. It's something that we're pretty proud of.
So do you have to be a tribal member to participate in that, or is that open to the
junior college? No, it's just a student at Columbia Junior College.
Gotcha. Thank you. All right, and one other question. You changed your revenue payment stream from a progressive escalating unit to a flat fee. Do you think that's going to result in more money coming to the fund or less over the next 5 years?
Yes, sir. So the 99 compact has the tribe paying into the revenue sharing trust fund based on license fees, the number of licenses that they use. What we've done in this compact is the 99 compact, I should make clear, doesn't have any tribe that didn't have a casino in September of 99 paying anything to the state, period. So the tribe's commitment to pay those costs is new and a significant increase. What we have done is to allow the tribe to phase into that increase, keep its current payments level to the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund, Tribal Nation Grant Fund for 5 years, and then because of the commitments they've made to the county, factor that into what they pay into the Revenue Sharing Trust Fund, Tribal Nation Grant Fund going forward. So that's why it's 2% of net win going forward, as long as the tribe, you know, continues to have the agreement that they currently have in place with the local government.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate everybody coming this morning. Mr. Chairman, congratulations. Thank you very much. Job well done to everybody. This meeting is adjourned.